Having fun, my dear? I'm surprised a mortal being of your grace has not been asked to dance yet. Seems as though all these fine lords and ladies are blind to ignore somebody as refined as yourself. Despite that mask of yours, I can just feel your beauty radiating, my dear. This particular composition is one of my favorites, as you don't seem busy at the moment. May I ask for this dance? I'll take that as a yes. Delightful. Come, take my hand and join me. I promise I won't buy it unless you ask me to, that is. Have you ever been to such a splendid dance before? I must say, I very enjoyed my first masquerade. But this one? The company I had prior to you was rather boring. I do find it somewhat amusing to judge people on their body language and aura, rather than on their looks. Don't you agree, my dear? I could be a monster beneath this mask for all you know. But if I was, I probably wouldn't be so confident, right? You might never know. In today's time, people have become even more superficial, it seems, only judging others on how beautiful they seem according to their ever-changing trends. Isn't it boring to only look at those who can afford beauty? I have seen too many volatile trends in my time. They just come and go. One day you must be corpulent and wealthy with long, flowing hair. The next you must poison yourself to look sickly and thin as you possibly can. It must be such a hassle to constantly appease to those unreasonable standards. This is why I love these dances more than anything. Now your charm is what sets you apart, not how slim or wide your face is. Of course, it will never be truly impartial. Those things will always be the fit of clothing or the color of skin peeking through the costumes. But I feel as though it does make a difference. I truly believe those who are not following all the trends of beauty know their true virtues are made of grace and intelligence, kindness and courage, not simply a face and a body. That is not to say you aren't beautiful, my dear, but I do believe you would be just as enticing in any shape you chose. But who am I to judge? I apologize for my rambles. I'm sure this is not what you agreed to when I asked you to dance. So I take it you don't mind? I'm glad you're enjoying my company nonetheless. It is truly a pleasure to share this delightful music with you. Your dancing is quite excellent too, my dear. Your elegance is simply ethereal, and if I had to guess, I'd say the rest of you would be too. You look as though you're beginning to enjoy yourself a little more, my dear. Yes, I can tell you're smiling more than before. Just standing around and watching others dance stiffly does sound unenjoyable. Your dance is much smoother than theirs, much more elegant. Doesn't it almost feel like we're floating through the ballroom? You're truly intoxicating, my dear, and that perfume of yours is quite divine. Such a sweet, alluring scent, though that could just be your natural fragrance. It's quite tempting, I must admit. Oh dear, you look a little flushed. Shall we step outside for a moment? You'll be able to catch your breath there. The air is quite thick in here. Shall I accompany you? Splendid, my dear. Let's go then. The air is so nice and crisp out here. Look, the first stars are beginning to show. Oh, I love dusk, just after sunset and right before nightfall, where the moon is crowning bright above and the horizon and the sky is still colored in a deep red, mixed with the gentle hues of pink and purple. It's such a poetic time of day, don't you agree, my dear? Its beauty can almost compare to you, dear. Almost, but not quite. Now that your smell is isolated from the crowd, it proves even more sublime and endearing than I first thought. No, don't be frightened now. If you keep backing away like that, I'll have you pinned in a moment. You noticed the change in my eyes, didn't you? But don't be scared, my dear. I won't hurt you unless I have your consent. I can hear your heart beating faster, dear. The adrenaline is only amplifying your enchanting scent. I'm sure you can tell I'm not mortal. I suppose it's quite obvious now, my dear. Have you ever heard the name? Cecilia del Astroth. I figured you were the type to read books of vampires. That saves me a lot of time. May I know your name too, now that you have mine? A name like velvet on my tongue. It does sound vaguely familiar. I have not fed on you yet, have I? I'm sure I'd remember such a lovely scent. Isn't the air just lovely tonight? The light is fading and you find yourself backed against a castle wall, pinned by a vampire. Isn't it enticing, my dear? Thought of me having you right here and now, away from prying eyes and the bright ballroom light. Not a soul would hear you over the orchestra playing within thick, marbled walls. The smell of fear on you is secondary, my dear. Should I have a guess on what the primary one would be? Oh, don't get flustered now. There's no shame in enjoying something like this. No need to be shy. But after all, I am a lady of my word. I won't bite unless I have her permission. But by the way you're tilting your head, desperately avoiding my gaze while presenting your lovely neck to me, it almost feels like an invitation, my dear. I'm not holding you down just yet. I'll give you 5 seconds to push me away and run off to safety. If you don't, I'll take it as your consent to have my way with you. Look, I'll even take one step back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Look at me, my dear. Look into my eyes. That's all you're doing. You made this happen with your way, your charm, your elegance. You, my dear, are bringing out something unusually animalistic characteristics of mine. I'm not sure what it is about you, but somehow you're driving me insane. And I can tell I've been having a similar effect on you. You don't mind me trailing my finger down your neck, do you, my dear? Your skin, illuminated by the moonlight, is even more majestic than below the candles inside. I believe the moon changes the atmosphere of scenes. The way it's making your eyes shimmer below that mask of yours. How its colors, your hair, and how your blush seems to brighten below it. I bet it would look lovely on your crimson blood, making it shine like a lavish ruby, finest silk like purest silver. To think a demon such as myself would even be able to withstand such angelic, ethereal beauty. Would you mind if I took that mask off you? I want to take in your facial expressions fully, admire all of your features, see everything that face of yours is capable of. In exchange, I will allow you to see mine too, of course. Does that sound like a fair deal to you, my dear? Such a good sweetheart. I'll be letting go of you to take off your mask. Last chance to run away. Look at me, dear. Don't you dare look away now. Look into my eyes. Look at what you've made me do. The way my fangs lust for you, how I can feel my body shiver with anticipation just thinking of touching you. This is a very unusual feeling. So very strange. Tell me, how long have you been fantasizing about being bitten by a vampire? Has it been months? Years, even? Do you wish for that fantasy to become a reality, my dear? You do, don't you? Last chance to say no, my dear. No, don't look away now. Or are you presenting your neck to me? Last chance now. Fine with me. You taste delicious. Feels good, doesn't it? God, that's good. Want me to keep going? I just can't get enough of this. Your taste's even better than you look, darling. Jesus. Damn it, I have to contain myself. You probably wouldn't enjoy it if I just sucked you dry by accident. Are you all right, my dear? A bit shaky? That's normal. But as soon as you start seeing black, signal me. This kind of bloodless pale suits you, my dear. You look hauntingly beautiful. It really brings out the colors of your eyes. Thank you for this, darling. You were quite the refreshment after the agonizingly boring company I had before. I hope to hear from you again in the future, now that you know my name. But don't tell anyone about this. Otherwise, they would forbid you to see me again. Losing you would be quite the shame. I can think of a few ways to have my fun with you. Oh, should I carry you? You look quite weak, dear. I suppose I overdid it a little. There you go. Oh no, it's not an issue. You barely weigh anything to me. I could throw you, if I wished. I won't throw you, dear, I promise.